That's what I think about today. I'm worried about that. That's what I, all I know is we got land. But I don't know what's going to happen to this land that we own today. Next few years. That's what I had in my mind. I never go to land meetings, and I never go any board meetings myself. But I'm a pastor. I work in the church. That's all I know myself. So I'm not known too much about any particular word meetings, what's orders. So that is what I had in my mind. We need to get back in our own feet and not looking to somebody else, not waiting for something to help. Years ago, we didn't have this life. We didn't depend on nobody. People come around, tell us to do this, you buy this. Buy this, buy your license, do this before you shoot, before you cut wood. I don't like that. That's all I know.
My name's Donna George, and I'm from Copper Center Village. I want to talk about before the land claim ever came. Our people didn't have to depend on anybody to help them. Like Ben said, before in the olden days, my grandpa used to hunt, trap, fish anywhere he wanted to fish, go any place he wanted to go. We were happy that way. People didn't have to worry about starving. They could just go get a moose and feed their family at any time they wanted to. Now, after the pipeline and everything, you can't even do that anymore. It seemed like there's so many laws and regulations, and a lot of our elderly people seem like they're starving. They don't have the vitamins they were used to before from the wild meat they ate. They were used to that all their life. Today, it seemed like they're all brokenhearted. They don't have the food they wanted, they had all their life. The white people seem like they're just taking them away little by little, for making them eat pork chops, chicken. Even in the stores, they sell moose meat. You have to buy it. We have to.
But those days were good old days. Everybody worked together. Like I said, I don't like to do things that been lost. Like Sister Maggie said, all these birds and animals that all gone now. We can't. Tis Lena, we used to have down here that we used to have rabbits around. Sometimes I get hungry for rabbits. I don't know when last I eat rabbit. We are brought up with these things, like spruce hen and ptarmigan and grouse and squirrels, not tree squirrel, but ground squirrel. And then like sheep. Boy, we go down Chitna and look at these sheep and we can't kill anything. Like I said, we give back our tickets because we can't get to the caribou. A certain place we have to go to kill a caribou. So we had these tickets for 2 years because I told the Fish and Wildlife, I say, well, if I can't I can't kill a moose because of the measurement. By the time I measure the horn, the moose get away. Well, I said, I think you better, I told this lady there, I'm going to ask the fish and wildlife man to hunt for me and get me moose, because it's their fault that we don't get no moose. My husband and I never get moose for 4-5 years now, nothing. When we were healthy and we were still doing good, we used to go out and get our own moose in the woods. We used to walk, and where we shoot moose, we go out and get it. But now we can't do that. We just have to look at the moose. And sometimes we have to measure, and then by the time we measure, it get away. So it's just hard to tell what size are these sometimes, the way they stand and the way they move around. By the time you can't lose points, you lose the moose. And the caribou, now we didn't get caribou for 2 years. Our son get one last year, and he's got his own family. So that's, we divide that up, chop it up into little pieces, and have a bite of it. What we want is we like to have our own meat and to put in a freezer. We used to can moose meat a long time ago. So you see nothing rot. Whatever we can dry, we dry them. But the things we used to, we can't keep, we used to can them too. Jars. We didn't wait for can machine and everything. We buy jars and we put them away. Fishing way. We dry every little thing. And for dog food, we even used to, the fish guts and eggs, we used to hang them up and dry for dog food. That was no waste. Here, oh boy, sometimes you see where white people have been, they've been fishing, and oh, they sure dirty up the creek, and they feed all the fishes you can't, they don't want to bite anymore, too. We don't throw things in the river, only a...
Another one is the hunting areas. We approved easements on our lands with the assumption that our native people can go in there to hunt as long as we comply with the Alaska State Fish and Game. But going in there last fall, I seen where there was a lot of non-natives that was let in there to hunt. Again, our people were being forced out. No place to hunt. And my next issue is, I heard a lot about education here today, and I agree with everybody that who spoke before me. We are always told, well, why don't those bunch of Indians go out and do what we do? Well, those rich Indians, so-called rich Indians, they think that we're rich because of the Alaska Native land claims, and that's one of the impact that it's brought us. They don't realize that if some of us are fortunate enough to have worked that many years and buy a new car and we drive down the road, boy, look at that rich Indian, you know, he's got a new car from the native land claims. And these kind of things we hear all the time, at least I do. I hear those kind of comments all the time, and those are not true. We have to work hard, maybe harder than most, to buy something like that. And education, people say, we have to be equal. Yeah, we are equal, I feel we are, but not education-wise. We do have education in our own way, in our own Indian way, but we don't have the Western education like we should have if we are going to be equal with jobs and everything else. If we are going to be teachers, if we are going to be nurses, or if we are going to be doctors, or whatever. We need that equal education as the non-natives are getting. And in order to have that, the state is going to have to recognize us as a people first, which they do not at this time. And I really am pleased to see these young people here, to come up here to speak about the native land claims. And it also kind of surprised me at how much they know, and I am really pleased about it. And these are the kids that I would like to see go further in education with the help of the state, because education is their business, and also with the federal government too, because they still have a trust over us as Indians. And for 19